The Rochester community is remembering a woman who was a tireless activist, a musician, and an inspiration to many. Lisa Hoffman died of cancer on Monday. She was 54. WXXI's Beth Adams has more on Hoffman's remarkable life.
Lisa Hoffman lost her vision to a rare form of cancer when she was 14 months old. That shaped her life in many ways, and for the better.
She lived life to the fullest from the day she was born. She never let her blindness stop her at all.
That's Susan Hoffman, Lisa's older sister.
She was the strongest woman I've ever met.
Susan says their parents made sure Lisa had every experience a child should have, and she dove right in. She had a passion for theater, for art, and music. She studied the violin, country dancing, and learned to hone her extrasensory perception.
With her, touch, she could tell the differences between light colors and dark colors.
When she was in high school, Lisa demonstrated her ESP skills on a national TV show called That's Incredible. But her enthusiastic advocacy for the visually impaired is Lisa's lasting legacy. She established programs at Jiva Theater and the Memorial Art Gallery to enable people who can't see to experience theater and art through audio descriptions, narratives on a piece of art, or the action taking place on a stage. She set up a business to train other people how to create those narratives. Judy Weidenborner, who is visually impaired, credits Lisa with igniting her interest in art and theater.
I thought before I went to the art group, art, that's such a visual thing. But when you hear the descriptions of the paintings and you get to touch the sculptures, especially the last time I went, for some reason it really struck me, the art. It's like a living thing. It's like alive.
Susan Dodge Peters-Dayas is the former head of the Memorial Art Gallery's education department. She worked for years with Lisa to make Meg's collections accessible to all people.
Her gift to this community was her incredible insistence that we approach everyone first, as the full and wonderful human being that they are.
Another lasting gift from Lisa Hoffman is a pedestrian bridge that spans Route 490. It provides a path from downtown to the Monroe Avenue area. Susan Hoffman says her sister helped design the bridge so it would be safe and functional for people with impaired vision.
Every time I drive under it, I'm like, there's Lisa's bridge.
Mary Warboys Turner was Lisa's Braille teacher starting in the 1970s. She was one of Lisa's best friends, too, over the last 40 years.
She saw through her heart and her mind what we might not see ourselves because we have actual vision, but she saw people's abilities and gifts through her own heart and worked to lift others up.
Warboys Turner said she'll always remember Lisa's spunk, vitality, joy de vivre, and
her laughter. She had a great laugh.
Lisa lived cancer-free for 47 years until 2012, when a sinus tumor close to the brain was discovered and surgically removed. By November 2017, the tumor was back. About a month ago, Lisa's medical team, despite all efforts, encouraged the family to help Lisa focus on the quality of her life.
She immediately said, I want a party. And we were planning on one. Unfortunately, God needed her in heaven sooner than we could get the party planned. So we're going to have a big party, and she's going to be there looking down on us.
Lisa Hoffman's day of celebration is being planned by her family. There will be a mass on Saturday, October 5th at 9 a.m. at St. Mary's Church in downtown Rochester. That will be followed by a party at Jiva Theater. Beth Adams, WXXI News.